We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
John Mills is the External Affairs Officer with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Do you like dessert pancakes for breakfast?
Well, that wasn't making me hungry. I've been been running around so much, kind of forget to eat sometimes these days.
Well, do get your proteins in. Maybe the carbs and the sugars you don't need, but do get your proteins in, John, because you got a long way to go here. We're just getting started, as you well know, from so many disasters that FEMA has been involved in. Anything new that you need to let people know before I get into some of the questions people are texting us?
I'll give you a quick update, Dave. And a lot of people, as you know, have already submitted insurance claims. By law, FEMA can't duplicate insurance, so they're applying with FEMA. We're encouraging people now to stay in touch with us. A lot of people evacuated before the storm. They may have evacuated right after the storm for obvious reasons. When they've gotten in touch with FEMA, they may have reported that their damage at their home was unknown. We'd like people to get back in touch with us once they've had a chance to take a look at the damage and their exact situation. Make sure they're being specific about the level of damage at their home, what their insurance covers if they have it, what it's not covering, and be sure to tell us if you don't have insurance and you have serious needs. So,
how do they do that, John?
People to stay in touch with us.
If they filed online and they want to update you on that information, do they do it under the correspondence tab on the website? Do they do it as an appeal? How can they best inform you of the changes in their situation that may be different than what they first thought, or as they've gotten a better understanding of how things work, what's going on?
You don't need to do it as an appeal. You can update your file by uploading documents, updating your exact situation, and making sure your information is current and up to date at disasterassistance.gov. That's the fastest way to do it, is online. That's FEMA's website, disasterassistance.gov. And if you want to talk to somebody on the phone, because you may have some questions about the website, you're not quite sure how to do it, for now, that phone line is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that number is 800-621-3362, 800-621-3362. We've made that line 24 hours a day now because so many people are calling. When you get into the early morning hours and then the later in the evening hours, my understanding is very few people are calling. So those may be the easiest times to get through.
We're talking.
If you don't have serious needs related to Hurricane Ida, please keep the phone lines open for people who do.
Talking with John Mills with FEMA. John, someone just texted in and said, Dave, ask FEMA if they are really reimbursing people $800 for generators and $250 for chainsaws. John, are you aware of anyone who's actually received this reimbursement? Because yesterday we had a lot of people tell us they had submitted for it, but we didn't hear from a single person who's actually gotten that money after there was so much media attention to the fact that this was a program that was available.
I'll check on that, Dave. I don't know the exact answer to that question. I'll give you some more information about that in just a second. FEMA has provided about $329 million in grants directly to people in Louisiana, and we've approved about 285,000 households that have already received that money. In terms of chainsaws and generators, this is a potential reimbursement for survivors with emergency needs and needs not covered by insurance, because by law, FEMA can't duplicate it if you have insurance coverage for these needs. So it's true, FEMA may provide some money for chainsaws and generators, The reimbursement amount for the purchase or rental of a chainsaw is up to $250. To be eligible, the chainsaw must have been used to gain access to the home or remove hazards from the home. So you must have needed that chainsaw to gain access to the home or remove hazards from the home. For a generator, it's similar, up to $800. That's true. It's not $800 for everyone. It's up to $800 for the purchase or rental of a generator. The generator must have been purchased or rented on August 26th or later due to a disruption in electrical utility service as a result of the disaster. In other words, if your power is back on, you will likely not be eligible if you go out and buy a generator now.
Yeah, I think that social media was misleading a lot of people who saw that you could buy a generator anytime before the end of this month, and they believed that FEMA would reimburse them for that cost. So a lot of people were rushing out and buying generators and chainsaws, thinking, oh, well, FEMA's going to pay me to buy a generator. I'll have it for the next storm. Or maybe they thought they needed it for this storm, but their power was back on or whatever the case may be. So we're still waiting to hear. If anyone out there has received reimbursement for a generator or a chainsaw, call us or text us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. We asked this yesterday and heard from a lot of people who had submitted receipts, but no one who had received money. John, someone else texts us and asks, why did everyone but me get a $500 critical needs grant? I asked everybody. They got it. I was denied, one person texts us. I know you can't address that person's individual case, but
it would depend on the, if the person has insurance coverage, they may not be eligible. If they did not have a critical life-saving need for money for water, food, fuel for transportation, prescription drugs, or other critical needs that were life-saving needs, they may not be eligible. So if you did not have any critical needs, you may not be eligible for FEMA grant money for critical needs.
So is that something that they needed when they filed their initial request for help from FEMA? And for those who haven't filed yet, you have to indicate in that application process critical needs in the aftermath of Ida?
I think there can be some confusion that these are blanket payments for everyone. And that's not how FEMA programs work. We work with each household on a case-by-case basis based on their specific situation. The main forms of assistance are for people with very serious damage to their primary residence that renders the home uninhabitable as a result of Hurricane Ida and some of the prolonged life-threatening power outages. FEMA also made available expedited rental assistance, which is 1 month of rent for people who evacuated to any hotel or needed to evacuate because of the ongoing very dangerous power outages, and then also money for critical needs that I mentioned previously. But we're also helping homeowners with money for basic home repairs to restore the home to a habitable condition. It won't repair everything. It will just give people a hand up. And we may be able to assist with other serious disaster-related needs. Fortunately, Dave, from what we've been seeing in a lot of folks there, and I understand people may have misunderstood what the money is for, but primarily we're assisting people with very serious emergency needs related to Ida and needs not covered by insurance because by law we can't duplicate insurance payments.
Someone else texts and says, if my damage doesn't meet my insurance, my hurricane deductible, will FEMA help me pay for the damage that is not covered because I have a large deductible?
And a lot of people in Louisiana may be in that situation. More than 200,000 households that have applied with FEMA are telling us they're covered by insurance. So what we're saying is for insurance, get it in writing. After your insurance company processes your claim, get that letter, provide your insurance letter to FEMA. FEMA will then consider you for grant money for serious needs your insurance is not covering. Be sure to tell FEMA about your specific needs, what you're going through, including critical expenses that you're facing and what your insurance is and is not covering. And we'll work with you one-on-one on a case-by-case basis per household.
All right. So if you have, for example, $10,000 in roof damage but a $15,000 deductible, FEMA wants to know that to consider what you may or may not be eligible for. Not saying that everyone who has damage that isn't covered by their deductible will get money from FEMA, but it's something that FEMA will take into consideration. Is that what I'm understanding?
And I just want to be clear, FEMA does not pay insurance deductibles. If you have serious disaster-related needs affecting the habitability of your home and other serious needs affecting your household, be sure to tell us what those needs are, and we will consider you for assistance.
504-260-1870. Bill, thanks for calling. You're on with John Mills of FEMA. What's your question, Bill?
Hey, how you doing? Couple things. First off, I have insurance. I got the $500 because I applied on, the hurricane hit Sunday. I applied Tuesday. And then after 5 days that we toughed it out in the house with no electricity and that, we left. And my wife checked the bank, and there was $500 deposit in there.
All right, Bill, Bill, I understand you want to tell us your whole situation, but could you just ask the question so we can get as many people in as possible?
Well, okay, why did I get the $500? I mean, my insurance said they're probably going to cover that.
Well, Bill, can Bill give it back, John?
He could give it back and tell FEMA a mistake was made. He could also donate that money, if he has an extra $500, to any charitable organization helping survivors in the area.
All right. Bill got the money, but apparently doesn't feel like he needed it. Chris, thanks for calling. You're on with John Mills from FEMA.
Yeah, John, I just want to make a statement. If the government is going to just give handouts, it's like your children. Every time if something goes wrong, you get them out of a jam, they're just going to be dependent on you.
Chris, we appreciate the call. We're trying to get some answers from people. We'll have other opportunities to share thoughts and opinions like that. Jack, you got a question for John Mills from FEMA?
Yes. I own an office building, and I had roof damage. I got to replace my roof. And my insurance doesn't, I found out it doesn't have wind coverage. Since I am a landlord, does FEMA help with that?
Business owners, landlords, will be referred to the U.S. Small Business Administration to be considered for a disaster loan. You may be contacted by SBA. Homeowners and renters may also be contacted by SBA. But business owners cannot receive grant money from FEMA under FEMA's Individual Assistance Program. But disaster loans for damage, along with economic injury disaster loans for a loss of business, may be available through SBA.
John, we appreciate your time. We know we'll be talking to you again soon as we continue to watch the recovery from Ida. And now as we have Tropical Storm Nicholas, a hurricane at landfall making its way into Louisiana, I think folks are going to be reaching out to FEMA for even more help, John. Thank you so much for your time and for answering all these questions.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, John Mills with FEMA. Coming up next, Colin Arnold, the Homeland Security and Emergency.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.